It is approximately 7:38 Central Standard Time. And I guess I'll go ahead and call the roll. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Ollie Lexa?
Here.
Tom Voorhees?
Tom is here.
Alex Steinberg?
I'm here.
Heather Gray? I don't hear Heather. Heather, if you're here, can you chime in? Okay, hopefully she'll join us later. And myself, Sandra Rowland. I apologize to everybody for sending everything out late, but I sent it out a little over an hour ago, the agenda and the minutes and a couple of attachments from the previous iteration of the personnel committee regarding the executive director job description and a scoring tally sheet for executive director attributes. So hopefully everybody can pull those up. The next item on the agenda is a designation of the secretary. Does anyone want to volunteer to be the secretary tonight? Okay, so I guess we don't have a secretary.
I would be willing to do it in rotation with others, but not just as a regular responsibility.
Okay, so Alex did it the last meeting. Vanessa, would you be willing to do it for this meeting tonight?
Sure, I can do it tonight.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Vanessa.
Hello, this is Alfie.
I'll volunteer to do it.
I'll volunteer to do it the next meeting.
Okay, great. Awesome. So we've got Vanessa tonight and Ollie next meeting. Okay, next up is minutes approval. I sent out the draft minutes from our first meeting that Alex was so kind to do for us. There was only one correction, and that was, you know, the correction of Alex's name from Alex Lexa to Alex Steinberg. And attached to the email that I sent earlier this evening, I went ahead and made that correction. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting?
So moved.
Thank you. Was that you, Tom?
No, that was me. That's Alex.
Alex, okay. Thank you, Alex. Next up on the agenda is a discussion of motion. We referred to the Finance Committee regarding the feasibility of paying an executive director salary. It's my understanding that they finally communicated with Anita regarding that. They didn't say, yay, we've got tons of money. But apparently Anita did say, and I believe she reconfirmed that at one of the previous PMB meetings, that it was in the national office budget, and that was based on central services payments and whatnot. I did hear from James Sagerton from the Finance Committee that they have not reviewed the national office budget, but at least there's a line item, a placeholder, if you will, regarding money to pay an executive director salary. So I would like to hear everybody's thoughts on that. If you have comments, questions, or, whatever your thoughts are regarding the Finance Committee's reviewing of our motion and the statement by the interim CFO that, you know, there is a line item, I'll be happy to take a stack or
Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, well, I think this is the way it works is the national office budget doesn't really get completed until the budgets of all the other business units get completed, and that's for a very simple reason, because the national office budget is dependent on the revenue coming in from the other, you know, from the other business unit. I mean, basically, I'd say at least 95% of its income comes from the other business units. It has very, very little capacity to raise funds on its own. So this is the best you're going to get until they actually complete the budget process. So I think that's what it's going to be.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Does anybody else want to weigh in? Okay, so not hearing anything further, I guess as far as the executive director salary is concerned, we're kind of in a holding pattern. My thought, I'm going to put myself on the staff, is that I don't see a need to keep delaying the executive director search. There's plenty that we can do going forward until, you know, all of those budgets are reviewed and approved, and hopefully a miracle comes down the line and we end up having money somewhere. Onward. The next item is the executive director job description. I sent this out to everyone. I'm not sure exactly who created it. I'm assuming it was a former iteration of the personnel committee in conjunction with Tom Livingston and Livingston and Associates. And again, I apologize I didn't get it sent out earlier. I think those of you who have been on the personnel committee previously have probably seen the same document. Has anybody had a chance to look at it? Or should we put this off until a further meeting so that everybody has an opportunity to read it and look it over? It's like four pages long.
What's the title of the document you're referring to?
It's called the Pacifica Network Executive Director. And it starts out about the Pacifica Foundation. It tells a little bit about Pacifica. It talks about industry knowledge, communication, leadership, problem solving and decision making, financial acumen, integrity, fundraising. All of these documents were attached to the email that I sent a little over an hour ago.
Right. The file's called draft. Final JD?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm assuming that it was created in conjunction with previous personnel committee members along with Livingston and Associates. But like I said, it's a four-page.
Yeah, I've been on the personnel committee before, so I can search to see. I mean, it looks like what we used previously, but there might have been some small amendments here or there that I wouldn't recall. I can take a look to see what was the last job description that the personnel committee was using in its evaluation process. But I should be able to find it.
Well, there was no date and no author attached to it, so that's why I'm assuming that it was a previous iteration of the personnel committee
Well, that would be pretty close, if not an exact match.
Again, I apologize that I sent it out so late, and I realize that everybody needs time to kind of read through this stuff and absorb it and, you know, put their two cents in. So at this point, I would offer that everybody take a look at it and, you know, kind of do a markup and see if there's anything that you think should be added or deleted or, you know, maybe, I don't know.
I'm actually more interested in the attributes scoring.
Okay, well, that's next on the agenda, but before we go there, does anybody have any comments or suggestions regarding the executive director job description?
Yes, this is Ali.
Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, if I could ask Alex or anyone that was on the last EV search about this job description, I noticed it's on Livingston Associates letterhead. Was this composed completely by P&B or in conjunction with Livingston and Associates?
Well, the P&B, you know, I don't remember who composed it, but it was certainly approved. I'm not speaking about this particular draft. I don't remember where this draft comes from, but the job description we were working on was approved by the personnel committee, and so yeah, I mean, you could say.
I mean, for the most part, it looks pretty good. Obviously, we all want to maybe take an hour to ourselves to read through it carefully, but yeah, I mean, at first glance, and I've been on about 7 personnel searches, so it looks pretty complete.
Well, it may very well be a template that Livingston and Associates uses because that is their business. I think we'd have to look at it more carefully to see how much it fits with the particular requirements of an executive director for Pacifica.
Okay, thank you. My one comment is that, you know, it doesn't really specify a salary range, but it does give, you know, minimum qualifications. And so I would recommend or suggest that everybody take the opportunity between now and our next meeting to review it and, like I said, mark it up if there's something that you think should be added or deleted, or if you think there's a better version out there somewhere.
Yeah, also, if we're going to discuss things like salary range, that should be done in executive session.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Anybody else want to weigh in? Okay.
Yeah.
onward. The next one is the associated document, which is the discussion regarding executive director attributes and scoring. And I thought it was an interesting little document because it has about, 49 different areas like industry knowledge, communication, leadership, problem solving, decision making, financial acumen, integrity. All of those seem to come directly from the job description. And then there's, in addition to that, mission orientation, results orientation, financial integrity, resource development, community relationships. I'm not sure what change management means. Team management, creativity, team building, adaptability, journalistic expertise, et cetera, et cetera. So like the executive director job description, I would like to give everybody the opportunity to review this, and maybe if you know someone who has used this scoring method previously from someone who's been on the P&B committee. I mean, I was on the P&B personnel committee way back in 2009. We didn't have Livingston Associates at that time. We were all kind of flying by the seat of our pants, and we worked really hard, you know, to find qualified people and interview them and whatnot. But we didn't have a scoring system like this, so I think that's probably a good thing. And also, I would like to ask, I think, Vanessa, if I'm not mistaken, I think you had previously stated that, you know, you had done general manager searches in previously.
That's
is that correct?
Correct? Yes.
And so you kind of have a template that goes mm-hmm. with finding a general manager that can be applied to finding an executive director?
I think I previously sent it. I'll have to dig it up and look for it again. I think I previously shared it with the committee, but I'll find it and resend.
Yeah. Sandra, can I speak?
Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I don't think we actually, I vaguely remember something about a scoring system, but we didn't actually determine who, like, the final contenders were as a result of how many points they got from the scoring system. I think this was just sort of meant as sort of a rough guide to some of the qualities we were looking for. I don't know what the numbers are next to the items. I guess that must have been some kind of a score for somebody or other. I don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alex, because I don't know what those numbers off to the side mean.
My recollection is we did not actually. That's not the way we determine who the finalists were. I mean, we basically looked at a bunch of resumes, then discussed them. You know, there are about maybe 30 resumes that we looked at. I mean, the Livingston Associates filtered out, you know, from the group, from the responses they got, they filtered out about 30 that they wanted us to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those, we cut that down to about 8 for further discussion, and then we had another meeting, and then we cut that down further. It went through several iterations until we came up with like a final 3. And those were the people that we actually interviewed.
Okay, thank you. Who's that?
This is Ali.
Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, so on all of the GM and PD search committees I've been on, you know, we would get 100 or more candidates. And what we did is we had an attributes list like this, but it was only about maybe 15 or 20 attributes at the most. And we created a spreadsheet, and we put every candidate's name on the spreadsheet and then went through and ranked them on each attribute and then sort of used that as a guide to filter out the ones that were unqualified. And then we went through and did what Alex said and looked more closely at each resume and discussed that to come up with our semifinal pool. But I couldn't see doing it with an attributes list this long.
Right, I know it's a little overwhelming. Look at it. You know, my one attribute is miracle worker. But okay, so going back to reality, again, just something for everybody to take a look at, and if you want to revise or. Like what we did here in Houston was take the job description and then for every applicant, we applied what qualified them as an applicant to our yay or nay list. You know, like, for example, if somebody was just like fresh out of high school and they applied, you know, it's like, no, it was somebody who had 20 years experience in radio and whatnot, then yeah, that's a potential, that kind of thing. So I would just like for everybody to look over these two documents and hopefully kind of come prepared for the next meeting. Again, I apologize that I didn't get these documents to all of you earlier. Got a lot going on, but I'm giving it my best good effort. And the other thing, too, is that back in 2009, we didn't have Livingston and Associates. So our little group at that time, you know, we came up with the job description. We came up with the postings. We posted it. We got resumes. We vetted them. We did the up or down, you know, yeah, that sounds good. No, they don't sound qualified. And eventually we winnowed it down to, I think it was four people who actually were interviewed in person in Houston. And that can't happen here in 2021 in the time of COVID and whatnot. And we also have Livingston and Associates as a, you know, a source to assist. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but I certainly appreciate and want the input of the members of this committee into how we can do it better and how we can do it right. So are there any other comments regarding the scoring system?
I think we could keep this in our back pocket, but we're not we're not necessarily going to sort of, you know, use this as our method for determining, you know, who's going to be interviewed.
Thank you, Alex. And I think a lot of both of these documents can be winnowed down from what Livingston and Associates may or may not have to contribute. And just to let everybody know, I did reach out to Adam Livingston and Tom Livingston via email. I did that earlier this afternoon, letting them know that we are rebooting the executive director search. I asked if they could call through the previous candidates. Last fall, I guess, when we met previous to the 2021 personnel committee, I got a email with, I think it was like 47 candidates, and I think I'm one of the few people that actually printed out all of their resumes, but I did ask if they could let us know how many of those previous candidates that are qualified that are still interested in the position, and let them know that we're rebooting the executive director search, and asked if they would be able to meet with us at our next meeting, whenever that might happen to be. So, on
yeah, Alex on the stack.
Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, we're all, I mean, we're also at the last personnel committee, we did agree. It's not necessarily binding on this personnel committee, but we did agree that in addition to any resumes we receive from Livingston and Associates, we may wish to solicit resumes beyond them. But obviously we'd have to work out a timeline for that and all the details that go into that if we wanted to do that. That was a motion that was passed at the last personnel committee. And again, we don't necessarily have to follow that. That was a previous iteration of this committee, but just thought you'd want to know.
Right, and thank you for that. And, you know, again, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. And for me, working as the Management and Selection Review Committee Chair for a GM position here in Houston, we posted far and wide. We reached out to the media folks in HR. I'm sorry, I'm hearing a lot of static. Is somebody mute? Thank you. we don't need to reinvent the wheel. A lot of this work has already been done, and, you know, this is the first time I've actually had the opportunity to have somebody like an executive search committee professional as like Livingston and Associates to assist with this. And I know that some people are not necessarily in agreement with that. They think we should start from the ground up, that sort of thing. But I'm kind of open to the idea of a combination thereof, you know, because we want to post as far and widely as we can, and we want to get the most qualified pool of people that we can. We want to, at some point, talk about the interview process, how that, what that will look like. We did, here in Houston, we did it via Zoom. Some of it went well, some of it didn't go so great. But, you know, we managed to muddle through, and at some point we finally were able to put forth a small pool of candidates to our current interim executive director, who finally chose one. And that one is working out very well, and we're really grateful. But now we're looking at finding somebody who is the one who makes the decisions. So it's a little top-heavy, I guess. Anybody else in the comment?
This is Heather. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Heather. Thank you.
Yes. No, I've been on for a while. I was just curious about the outreach for applications for the executive director. So we've just been using Livingston primarily. Is that correct?
Well,
Sandra, can you speak on that?
Go ahead, Alex. Alex, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I muted myself. Yes, we were using Livingston, and we should continue to use Livingston. I don't mean to suggest that we should, in addition to Livingston, we should try to, you know, do this stuff on our own. It kind of almost defeats the purpose of having Livingston doing this. I was just suggesting that there may be several sources of advertising we might ask them to do on top of the ones they do, but, you know, they already do, or they probably any of the advertising sources you could think of they're already doing, but there may be a couple that they miss that we could ask them to do. But I definitely don't think we should not use Livingston for this, since we have paid for it.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Heather, did that answer your question?
Sorry. Yes, to a degree. I'm driving, so forgive me. That's the noise you're hearing. So.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Okay, so, you know, like I hate to keep bringing up past things, but way back in 2009, we were inventing the wheel. We didn't have Livingston and Associates, so I'm trying to acclimate to having a professional job search company assist us with this. And like Alex said, they are being paid to do the service. But I don't see any issue with us asking them, you know, for their list of, you know, how is this being posted, where is it being posted, and suggesting where we would like it to be posted. From what I've seen previously, they've done a pretty thorough job of posting it far and wide, and that's what we want to do. And, of course, speaking with the HR people and Nita, you know, we want to make sure that the job posting includes the disclosure about, you know, an equal opportunity employer, et cetera, et cetera. So at this point in time, I think that our goal is to review the executive director position as described in the document that I sent, review the attributes and, you know, tweak it whichever way we think it should be tweaked, and to reach out further to Livingston and Associates and ask them, you know, do you have, provide a specific list of where this will be posted, and to contribute to that list if there's something that we feel is lacking. Any other comments?
Yeah, Alex.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
One among many advantages of using Livingston Associates is that they will take care of all the making sure we're in compliance with all the EEOC regulations and other human resource guidelines in this process. So, because I've also been on search committees in the past where we had to do all this ourselves. And let me tell you, it's not easy. It's very easy. It's also very easy to make mistakes and screw it up. So I'm very happy to be relieved. We still have some big responsibilities, but at least some of those responsibilities will be assumed by Livingston and Associates, which is. I think makes a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you, Alex. No, I totally agree. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And to have a professional company that specializes in doing this kind of work is very useful to us, and we need to use it to our full advantage. Does anybody else have any comments?
Sandra, Ms. Ali.
Go ahead, Ali.
Are we going to be going into a closed session today on this?
I had not planned a closed session. I don't really see a need for one. Do you?
I just thought if we were going to discuss wages and salaries and a couple of other items, we would need to. But if we're not at that point yet, I guess not.
Okay, thank you. I would leave it to the will of the body of this committee. Do you feel like an executive session is warranted?
No. And if we're going to have one, we should notice it in advance, really.
Oh, I thought it was because I saw a different phone number for an executive or closed session, and
well,
didn't know.
Yeah, the notification. Yeah, the. The email always goes out that way, but it's not. We didn't notice any executive session on KPFTX.
I see. Yeah, I just didn't know if. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I posted both numbers, open an executive session, just because that's by rote the way I do things, you know. You know, unless you feel like we really need to talk about the salaries and whatnot at this juncture, I would feel like it's probably better to wait until we get some more info and feedback from Livingston and Associates. Would that be okay with you, Allie?
Yeah, sure. Do you think they're going to want to know what kind of salary range we're offering at this point, or is that still further down the line?
My first thought is that they probably already know that information, although this committee doesn't necessarily have it. But that could be something that we could pose to them. And I will share again that I reached out via email, and I'm waiting to hear back. But I would like to invite Adam and Tom Livingston to our next personnel committee meeting, so that we could discuss that, and if necessary, you know, I can post a executive session to discuss that. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Sounds good. Okay. I mean, they have the those criteria that we last used in the search. I mean, we may want to make some small modifications in that. That's certainly something we could discuss in executive session. But yeah, they should definitely know a salary range, because they're soliciting applications, and applicants want to know those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, I'm working to making it short and sweet. Is there any other topic or suggestion, recommendation, comments that anybody else would like to make?
I have a real obvious question. The ED search committee is this personnel committee. There wouldn't be a formulation of a separate ED search committee, correct?
As far as I know, the personnel committee of the Pacifica National Board is tasked with finding qualified applicants for the executive director position that we can put forth to the full PNB. So it's on us, guys.
Okay.
All right. So the next item on the agenda is setting the next meeting. I'm thinking, let's see, 19th of April, that's today, 3 weeks. I'm thinking 3 weeks from now would give us all the opportunity to read the documents, review our thought processes, and I would suggest May the 10th, which is a Monday.
May the 10th is open, but you should check if Tom and Adam Livingston are available that evening.
Well, I sent them an email, and I let them know that we would like for them to attend, but I told them the next meeting date was to be determined. And so if we can set a meeting date, then I can send another email and say the meeting is on the 10th of May. So are there any objections to meeting again on the 10th of May?
Nope.
Okay, hearing none.
So I'll post an open and closed session for that day.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Alex. Are there any objections to meeting on Monday, the 10th of May? Okay, hearing none. Our next meeting is set for Monday, the 10th of May. And, gosh, you guys make my life so much easier. You're so cooperative and kind. And we all have a common goal.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
Can I just ask
true.
a quick question, Sandra?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to, just for the minute's sake, who was it who agreed to take minutes at the next meeting? I didn't catch the voice.
You are the secretary for this meeting, and Ali
right.
is the secretary for the 10th
okay.
of May.
Cool beans. All right, thank you. I just wanted to catch it. Thank you.
Okay. So, gosh. Guys are awesome. It's wonderful to work with you, and I think we're all rowing this boat the same direction. So
how about that?
That's a good thing. So is there anything else that anybody wants to comment or, just feel free. Go for
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't it be nice if all Pacifica meetings went like this?
Indeed. Kindness goes a long way, and so does good thought. So, all right. Well, I think we've got through the agenda. We've got our task laid out for us, and I will let Livingston and Associates know. Our next meeting is the 10th of May, 2021. Ali will be our secretary for that meeting. Everybody has the emails with the job description and the scoring card and whatnot. And if anybody comes up with some wild and crazy ideas, we're open. So is there anything else that anybody would like to add?
Thanks for your great work. This is Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
I'll try to dig up those documents from the previous personnel committee.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Anyone else?
Yeah, Sandra, this is Paulina, your streamer. I just realized 5 or 10 seconds ago, the stream went out, and I don't know why, but thankfully we were done. Unfortunately, whatever comments are being made are not being recorded. So, well, actually, they're being recorded on Maestro, which is good. So Otis will be able to edit the audio and post it to KPFCX later for those who may have been listening and got cut off. But I apologize. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I shouldn't volunteer to stream these because I think my internet bandwidth at home has been not so good. So if anybody else wants to learn how to do this and do it instead of me, let me know. Let me or Otis know, or John Alvella.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. I appreciate the update.
Sure.
I don't think there was anything nefarious that was said or done after the stream was lost. And if there is, I will stand accountable for it. So.
Okay.
It'll be in the minute.
Thank you, Vanessa. Okay. So is there... can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Was that you, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, the next meeting of the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee will be convened on the 10th of May, 2021, Monday. And Ollie Lexa will be our secretary, and hopefully Livingston and Associates will be able to attend. So thank you. Thank you all. You all are awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Sandra, thank you. Good night.